Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. We talk a lot about credit card rewards. One of the things in that world is this idea of cash back. Okay, so you use your credit card to get cash back. But what about a loan that gives you cash back? Parachute, new loan provider, and it offers you cash back while you consolidate your debt. We're going to talk about this idea and the background behind this idea with the founder and CEO of Parachute, Bruce Hodges. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
What exactly is Parachute?
So Parachute, you described it on the introduction, is a loan, but it is a loan with purpose. And that focus of the purpose is really to get our customers financially healthy.
Okay. And how do you do that?
So, well, let me paint, maybe I can paint a little bit of a picture of the backdrop. You know, Canadians are unbelievably stressed right now. Canadian debt levels are at an all-time high. Canada leads the G7 in debt levels. Interest rates are rising. Inflation is through the roof. And you've probably talked about this on your show. Mm-hmm. And many Canadians and Americans don't really know what to do about it. And there's a specific segment in this category of what we would bankers would call non-prime customers, or for you and I and the people on the listening to the show, if you have a credit score that falls below 680, 690, 700, somewhere in that space, you fall off mainstream financial institutions. And that sends you to the world of predatory lending, where loan rates start at 30, 40, and even 50%. And if you get into the payday space, you get up as high as 400% on an annualized basis. And there's like 7 million Canadians in this situation. And it is absolutely debilitating. So we built a product that helps give them immediate relief, and then coaches them to financial wellness. So it's a loan with purpose to get them financially healthy.
What does the coaching look like?
So the coaching, so we have, so there's the loan on one side, and then we get into our platform and the coaching. So we have a pretty robust platform, and we onboard our customers into it, and they commit to four key goals every month, four measurable goals. One is to make their Parachute payment on time. Two is to make their other payments on time. The third is to keep their credit utilization below 50%, which is a mouthful. That's basically making sure you keep your credit cards below 50% and that you don't take on any new unsecured debt. And they commit to those goals every month, and they return to the platform to see the results and commit to the following month. And when they do that, we rebate 10% of the principal loan amount in a pro rata share. So that's the rewards piece.
What is the typical interest rate that they are paying?
So our interest rates range between $24.99 and $29.99, and our rates basically end where our competition's rates begin. And then on top of that, we rebate up to 10% of the principal amount, which really at the end of the day gets it down into the zone of credit card rates for people who would have qualified only for those predatory high interest rates. If you walk into one of our competitors today, you start at 47%.
There is an accountability mechanism on the platform, which is great and certainly a big part of it. What can you do to help them behaviorally?
Great question. So I solely talked about the rewards piece, which is actually the smallest piece of where we're going with the dashboard. So the dashboard also includes a number of other elements. So there's quizzes, contests, and other incentives. So to give you an example, 70% of our customers last month completed a quiz streak. 8 quizzes in the month, they earned a Tim Hortons gift card. Why is this important? Because those are micro learnings to drive up financial literacy, which is one of the big drivers of financial wellness. In addition, they can see category spend, their top spend, and life hacks on areas that they can cut back on their expenses. So just bringing the awareness of things like, hey, you spent this on Uber Eats last month, or did you know you're spending this amount on subscriptions? So ways that they can bring awareness and make changes in their finances beyond just the loan, but the rewards are what keep them coming back, and their material financial rewards as well.
You use the word purpose. You are not a charity. You are not a nonprofit. I don't even know if you're a Class B Corp. What's the proof that you truly believe in lending with purpose?
Yeah, it's a great question. And we are not a B Corp yet. We aspire to be that one day fairly soon. But we do have purpose at the core. And I'd say that the proof is in the pudding, so to speak. We have an unbelievable number of customer testimonials and people that we've helped already. Our mantra is changing lives with just one loan. And we're seeing that day in, day out. These are customers that are engaged with us. They're completing. We have measures where we measure their financial wellness on the way in using an industrial strength measure, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau wellness score. And I was just talking to a customer yesterday. She came in with a score of 29 out of 82, which means she suffers potentially from food insecurities from time and to time. And her score already within 3 months has gone up to 55, which is the national average. That's one case example. And the other thing I'd say is these are everyday Canadians. This is a person with an income of $81,000. Our average customer has an income, not even a family income, of $78,500. And these are people that are hand to mouth and just barely getting by. So we have the proof in the numbers, and the proof for our customers is really the testimonials and talking to them. And I'm happy to share some of those testimonials at a later date.
If you worked at a major bank or an alternative lender, you could make more money, right? It would seem to me you could make more money. You could charge a higher interest rate. People with low credit scores are inherently higher risk for lots of reasons. What's your why here? Did you have did you get hit by a bolt of lightning or something?
That's a great question, Bruce. So look, back in my university days, I was a serial entrepreneur. And I had a number of companies, paid my way through university. And at the end of university, I had a business that went bust. And I lost everything. And I have lived this situation personally. I know what it's like to be on the other side of banks and financial institutions that don't want to look at a damaged credit score. And then I built my career and I had a very successful career. I mean, many people would look at me and say, you know, you're a 50-something ex-C-suite executive. What the heck do you know about living hand to mouth? Well, I know it firsthand. And now I've come through the system and I have way more knowledge. And now I'm going to change it. Because what I see in the 90s and 2000s, these payday lenders and predatory lenders have come up and they are absolutely taking advantage of the market. And we're going to change it.
You need capital to lend. Where does that capital come from today? And where does it come if you were to 10x your size?
So we will 10x our size. So we did our first pre-institutional seed round earlier this year and raised $660,000. We are doing our seed raise right now. We have some venture capital partners. We're working with some family offices. There's a lot of people that our mission and our ethos resonates with, and we're just going out to continue to raise, and we will continue to scale on that. And that's super important to us, and we're working very hard at doing just that.
I heard about you, I think, through Borrowwell, because I get an email from them and they blasted, news of your service, and it caught my attention because I'm in this space all the time looking about everything. Borrowwell started as a lender and their model evolved dramatically. And now their free credit score, you know, has them market a whole bunch of different products, but loans aren't a really big piece of it. Do you really think there's a big enough pie for you to get a suitable slice of?
100%. So, and Borrowwell, we're partners with Borrowwell. They're great people. They came before us, to your point. And one of the challenges that they struggled with when they were a lender is twofold. One, they're in the prime and super prime market, but acquisition was extremely difficult. They then solved that acquisition problem for us. So the acquisition issue has gone away. In terms of the size of the pie, there's $43 billion of credit in this space, in these credit scores in Canada alone. This is a massive market. So there is absolutely room. We launched in June. Within about a six-week period, we put $500,000 of loans on our books in the pilot. And we have absolutely no question if the market is there. It's to your earlier question, we just need to get at the capital to scale. And we're working very hard on doing just that.
Very interesting. Bruce, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bruce. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Bruce Hodges is the founder and CEO of Parachute. I'm oversimplifying it to say that it's a loan provider that provides you rewards, because as you just heard, there's a lot more to it. I'm going to be watching this one to see how it evolves.